Thanks for listening. The following audio is a teaching from Calvary Tucson's Young Adult Ministry, Ignition. For more teachings, information, or if you'd like to support our ministry, please visit us online at ignitiontucson.com. We pray you're blessed by the message.
Now, another important issue that we're going to cover today that is talked about a lot, as I said, is racial equality. And so again, as we dive into the subject, let's first take a look at what the Bible has to say about it. Let's build our biblical principles first before moving on. So a concise verse on this, on racial equality, is found, though there are many verses we could go to. Acts 17:26 sums it up great. It says that He, God, made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. So God, the originator of life, created every man, every woman from one man. And as we've gone through Genesis, we know that's Adam and Eve, all the way down to Noah and Shem, Ham, and Japheth, right, post-flood, we'll look at as we get back into Genesis. We have all come from that family line. Do you realize that? We are all family. A biblical worldview should lead you to believe that we are not a bunch of different races that evolved at different rates. That is not biblical, and that is not true. And again, that thought process has led to horrible atrocities. No, there is one race, and it's the human race. Right? We are all the same. We are all family. Now, there's another verse, too, that speaks to this. Galatians 3, verse 28, and it says this. It says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. I love that verse. In Christ, the way God views you and me in this family, there neither Jew nor Greek. Regardless of where you came from and what you look like, you are equal to everyone else in this family. Regardless of status, slave, free, boss, employee, regardless of any of that, you are equal in Christ. And gender, regardless of gender, we are all equal in Christ. So this is what the Bible clearly teaches. I mean, these are emphatic verses. It's hard to argue with these verses as far as forming your biblical worldview. Now, it should go without saying, but because it's not mentioned in this verse, I'll also say that this includes those with disabilities. And our world doesn't always see that. You might be someone with compassion, and it's obvious to you, but it's not obvious to everybody. People with disabilities are human beings, and they're just as equal. I have a brother-in-law who has Down syndrome. His name's Joey, and he is amazing. Like, he is the funnest guy. We laugh a lot when he's around. He really enjoys hanging with my kids. Joey enriches our life. He makes holidays funner. He makes it funner to go out to restaurants. He makes it funner to watch movies. Like, Joey is a sweet guy, and he adds value to our lives. But early in the Nazi movement, I don't know if you realize this, but one of the first things they did was they rounded up all of the elderly and those with disabilities. They were going to take them away to these special camps to take care of them, and they killed them. That was one of the first steps that they did, was they killed them, those with disabilities. But surely we don't do that in America. No, no way. Are you sure about that, though? Guys, today we have something called genetic testing. And I'm not knocking genetic testing. Genetic testing, what it is it allows you to be tested to see if your baby's predispositioned for issues, for health issues. You can find out if your baby will have Down syndrome. You can prepare if your child, if you want to, if your child potentially has disabilities. However, unfortunately, people are using genetic testing to figure out whether or not they want to keep their baby. Because a child with disabilities, a child like my brother-in-law Joey, unfortunately, many parents who are told that they have the power of life and death, they think, well, it's better for someone like Joey to not even live. That they're better off dead. Many babies aborted simply because they will have special needs. And because of this, parents deem them unworthy of life. And it's tragic. Now, getting back to the conversation of racial equality, let's get real. And this might be kind of weird. In fact, I was talking about like racial issues with a friend of mine who's black, and we were some of it was funny, and we were laughing. He's like, "Yeah, you know," he's like, "it's true, but it's just weird coming from you." And what he meant was, like, it's weird hearing a white guy say this, right? So this might be kind of weird that we're going to get into racial issues. But again, just because it's weird doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about it. But the controversy and the conversation around race today is primarily dealing with racism and injustices towards blacks right now, right? Isn't that the conversation that we're seeing? So let's talk about this a little bit. This is super controversial, but I do believe that there is racial injustice still taking place systematically in our country. But I think we need to be careful at believing that it is where everywhere they say it is. In other words, I think that there are bigger issues that they're not talking about. In fact, I'll make the case that when it comes to injustices toward blacks in America, it comes back to abortion. Let me explain. I'll explain to you. Now, Planned Parenthood, okay? The founder of Planned Parenthood was a woman named Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger was an open supporter of eugenics as well. She actually supported a lot of the ideologies of the Nazis. She believed in evolution and subhuman races. And when she took over, when she started Planned Parenthood and started putting all of her facilities up across the country, they intentionally placed them in black neighborhoods. Abortion clinics, intentionally placed in black neighborhoods. Now, they say, no, that wasn't the case at all. You can look at it, you can research it and find out it is the case. But what they say, according to their strategy, was no. We weren't targeting black neighborhoods. We were looking for low-income neighborhoods to put these abortion clinics because, this is their argument, because it's compassionate to prevent more kids from growing up in poverty. So all the abortion clinics went up in these areas. Now, according to research done, this wasn't their intentions, they claim, but according to research done in 2011, there's extensive research done that year on abortion, 37% of all U.S. abortions that year were black babies. 37%. Now, that year, it was for white babies, just to compare, it was probably like 30 to 33%. You might be like, "Sean, that's not really a big difference." Well, it is if you consider that only the black population makes up only 13% of America. So that means 13% of our population was contributing to nearly 40% of our abortions. Something's wrong with that. Something is wrong with that picture. Now, that would add up to that year 360,000 babies aborted that year, black babies. Close to a million babies overall, but 360,000 black babies. Now, I want to compare that issue to the other issues that are talked about today, which are issues. When I talk about this, I'm not undermining these other issues, but hear me out here. The data is difficult to pin down, but it's estimated that police killed 25 unarmed black men in 2019. Now, there certainly is racial injustice with regards to police brutality and stuff, and I'm not the judge of that. I don't know the details, and I really hope we work that out in our country. I really do. But 25 compared to 360,000. That pales in comparison, guys. 2017 revealed to us, the statistics revealed to us another staggering, tragic report about racial injustice. 7,800 blacks were killed by homicide that year. And what's crazy is that makes 50% of all homicides were blacks that year. That is wrong. That's messed up. We need to figure out why. But again, if you compare that to approximation of 300,000 black babies killed that year, we want to talk about racial equality and we want to do something about it. We can't ignore this issue. You can't ignore this issue. Chicago has one of the highest black populations in the city, and the population is actually decreasing. It's dying off. Now, you can't separate abortion from this racial issue when you look at the numbers. It is crazy to me, and it's sad. It's tragic. But I think if you do champion racial equality and you want to get involved in the conversation about injustices for blacks, you can't leave out abortion. You can't leave that out. Because the impact is way bigger, the negative impact. Now, I've given some general scriptures about life and conception, but are there any that really deal more specifically about abortion in scripture? There is an example that we have in the Old Testament that is very, it's not specifically abortion, but it's very similar to abortion, and I want to share that with you. It's in Jeremiah. God talks about it specifically. God is giving his indictment to the nation of Israel as to why he's about to judge them. They're about to go into Babylonian exile, and God is telling them why. Okay? And this is what he says to them. Verse 34. They, the nation of Israel, set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Listen to this. To cause their sons and daughters to pass through the fire to Molech, which I did not command them, nor did it come into my mind that they should do this abomination, to cause Judah to sin. Now, when it says they caused their children to pass through the fire of Molech, this doesn't mean they had to like walk on hot coals to worship this god. This means that they were burning alive their children as sacrifices to this god. And I've heard pastors get into details as to what I don't even want to talk about how they used to do it. It's just horrific. But they would take babies and they would do this. It burned their babies alive. It's just horrific. Now, Molech was the god of pleasure, the god of prosperity. And so if a Jewish family who was worshiping the god of Molech wanted pleasure in their life, they wanted prosperity, they would take their young child and they would do this. They would sacrifice their child to the altar of Molech. Now, surely we don't do that. Right, Sean? Like, we're not burning babies alive. Well, we're not using fire. But I want to tell you that the vast amount of abortions that are done because of the inconvenience that a child would bring into somebody's life. Well, what about rape and incest and some of these other issues that people say are legitimate? They make up less than 2% of all abortions. The vast amount of abortions deal with the fact that it would be a financial burden to have a baby, or it would really crowd your social life to have a baby. Like, these are the major reasons most people get abortions. Again, you can do the research. You can look up the statistics. So many have sacrificed their unborn children to the god of pleasure and prosperity and convenience in our country. And what's scary, guys, listen, what's scary is that God judges nations for this. God judged the nation of Israel for this. So let's bring this around full circle. Do you care about your country? Do you want to have a biblical worldview? If you care, if we care about our country, guys, how could we allow this to take place? How could we allow our country to move in a direction that will almost certainly receive judgment from God? Now, Billy Graham once said that God would have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah if he doesn't judge America for all the abortions. That's powerful. And you know what? I think he's right, sadly enough. But even more so, guys, I pray for God's mercy on our nation. I pray that God would have mercy. And that as we represent the biblical worldview in our community and in this nation, as we pray, as we love people to Christ, people's hearts can change. We can make a difference in this battle. And I will say, voting makes a difference. Biblical worldview, if you didn't catch the first, the precursor to this, we talked about how we are going to get a little bit political. Not for the sake of being political, but for the sake of making a difference for Jesus Christ and for the kingdom of God. Voting does make a difference. It does. It really does. In fact, those who voted pro-life 4 years ago had a part in the new judge who is pro-life, who now has the power and ability to save millions of unborn babies. Those who voted pro-life had a hand in what just took place. Do you realize that? That's how votes can impact. So voting does make a difference, guys. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm always coming back to. Legislation is powerful, but the gospel is ultimately the solution. We can legislate people to not do the wrong thing, to stop doing the wrong thing. And in certain instances, that's what we should do. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But we want hearts changed. We want minds changed. We want people to come to the knowledge of the truth. And the gospel is what brings that about. The gospel is what changes hearts, is what changes minds, is what brings in healing to our broken communities. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's what we represent at the end. So briefly, before I close this up, I do want to address that question. Is it right for a bunch of Christians to legislate a non-Christian nation to not give abortions? Is it right for us to legislate that over their choice? Well, I want to answer that by asking you a question. Let's say you were in Germany in the late 1930s, and you were standing in front of a trench with hundreds of Jewish people on their knees in front of a firing line. And you were a bystander. Now let's say you had superhuman powers. You had the ability to stop every one of those rifles and break them. Would you do that? Yeah. You're going to save hundreds of people's lives. But no, you can't do that because you're violating the rights of those people to shoot their rifles. You're violating their rights to use those rifles when you break their rifles. Right? Isn't that the same argument that they use? You're violating someone else's rights. It's not wrong to draw a hard line, as I said before, when you're protecting lives of the innocent. But you're talking, Sean, you're talking about like a woman's reproductive rights that you're violating. Well, if that woman has a woman in her womb, I'd say she's violating that baby's reproductive rights. My brother tweeted this a few months back, and he got all kinds of comments and likes on it, but he said simply, it's 2020, and there is still no good argument for abortion. There isn't. And yet the tragedy is so many people are silent or even support pro-choice because that's what the noise tells you to believe. That's what the media tells you to believe. But we won't. If we are to have a biblical worldview, we need to understand. We need to think about this. And we need to understand what the Bible has to say about it. Now, in closing, I realize this is a super heavy issue. And I realize that there are here listening people listening to this and maybe even here in this room tonight who have had abortions. And I want to be sensitive to that. Because there are more than one victim in an abortion. Everybody involved is a victim of abortion. There's pain and hurt and shame and guilt. But I'm here to tell you the good news. That there is a Savior who loves you and cares for you. I'm going to tell you that there is healing and forgiveness as you come to Jesus Christ. There is no sin too great that He will not forgive. Do you understand that? There is no one that Jesus would turn away. There is no atrocities that's been committed by a human being that Jesus would turn that person away. He loves you. He sees you. He understands why you went there. He sees the circumstances surrounding that, and He has grace and mercy for you, found in a relationship with Him. That as you come to Christ, you can find healing. That He wants to restore the damage that sin has caused in your life. He wants to take this pain and hurt that you feel. He wants to bring healing and give you joy and peace. And I'm going to tell you this. As the maker, the creator of life, the conceiver of every child ever existing in a womb, He knows exactly where that baby is. And He knows what that reunion will look like in Christ. One day. There is healing in Christ. Nowhere else out there can you find healing that Jesus provides. Amen? Let's all stand. Let's pray. And God, this is a heavy issue. And it's not one often talked about, Lord God. So we come to You, Lord God, with the difficulty, the pain surrounding the subject. Lord, the horror surrounding it, perhaps even guilt and shame for having a hand in it. And we ask for Your mercy, God. We ask for your grace. We pray for your forgiveness. Every one of us, Lord God, who is a part of America, that God, that you would have mercy on us. And that judgment begins at the house of God, and that as you come here and you look, God, you would see hearts willing to repent. Lord, that we would repent from these worldly ideologies. That we would repent, Father, from taking for granted the life that you give and forever thinking we have authority over that life. I pray for those who are hurting, who have perhaps been involved in abortion, that you would bring healing to their hearts this moment as they by faith receive you, as they say in their hearts, Jesus, come in, forgive me, that you would rush in with healing, that you would rush in with comfort, that you would take the pain and the grief and the guilt, and that they would understand you bore that shame and guilt on the cross, and that is done away with. That they can move forward, forgiven, new creations, and you can do amazing works of restoration in their hearts, in their lives, in their families. I pray that they would experience that healing in you, Jesus. Lord, we give you once again our hearts, our minds, the way we view the world, and pray that you would have dominion here in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.